I remember once I invited someone in the parish to help out with something. I don't remember if it was as a catechist or something at Mass. And I remember that her response to me was, "Well, Father, I'm not sure that I can do that because I haven't been a Catholic my whole life." And I said, "Well, I guess I didn't realize that. When did you join the church?" And she said, "Well, when I got married." "Wasn't that like 35 years ago?" "Yeah, but I haven't always been a Catholic, Father, so I'm not sure I can do that." If we dig deeper into the gospel today, we see that the opening of the ears and the opening of the mouth of the man has a more profound significance than just physical healing. And the first hint of that significance comes from where Jesus is doing the healing. Mark is very descriptive about where Jesus is going. He says that Jesus left Tyre and went to the district of the Decapolis by way of Sidon. But the problem is that Sidon is not on the way from Tyre to the Decapolis. In fact, it's in the other direction. That would be like me saying that I'm going to go from Dodge City to Cimarron, and I'm going to stop in Spearville along the way. Do you need a map, Father? But Mark's point is that all of these areas are outside of Jesus' comfort zone, if you will. Now, you've got Jerusalem down here. Up north, you've got places like Nazareth and Capernaum. And then way up here, you find Tyre and Sidon. There's no Jews up here. So the fact that Jesus is traveling to what is truly Gentile or pagan territory is already making a statement. My gospel is for everyone. And so we return to what Jesus did. He helped this man to hear and to speak. It's as if to say that the Gentiles, who were previously deaf to God and mute concerning his saving deeds, are now able to proclaim them. In some cases, better than those who knew him all along. Perhaps you know someone who is not fully initiated in the Catholic Church. What do I mean by that? It could mean one of three different things. It could be someone who has never been baptized. Or it could be someone who was baptized outside of the Catholic Church. Or it could be someone who was baptized in the Catholic Church, but for whatever reason, never received their confirmation or First Communion. Again, one of three different things. Someone who has never been baptized, someone who was baptized outside of the Catholic Church, or someone who was baptized in the Catholic Church, but for whatever reason, never received their confirmation or their First Communion. Perhaps you know someone who falls into one of those three groups. Or perhaps you are someone who falls into one of those three groups. It doesn't mean that person doesn't pray or is a bad person. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that until this point, that person was either not able or not interested in being fully initiated in the Catholic Church. But the fact that Jesus would go in the opposite direction to help a person who has never heard him and never spoke about him to be able to hear him and speak about him says something about who Jesus is calling. September is an excellent time for someone who has considered seeking out their baptism or confirmation or communion. As many other groups and ministries are getting back into gear, we also in these weeks gather together people from those three groups who would like to be fully initiated in their faith. No one should say, "Oh, I'm barely Catholic," or "I haven't always been Catholic," or "I'm a bad Catholic." The truth is that God wants everyone to know, love, and serve him. And we will all do that in different ways for different amounts of time. But as that deaf and mute man in some far-off region in the gospel reminds us, our Lord includes everyone in his plan for salvation.